Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar. I'm with National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. And your individual answers are strictly confidential. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quickly as possible. And we really appreciate your time. You good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote or probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Whatever the highest is, I will.
Definitely vote. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And just for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
50.
All right. Thank you. And the next question. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race, please?
White.
All right. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one. Charter schools on a scale from 0 to 100. How would you rate them?
80.
All right. Thank you. How about Moms for Liberty on a scale from 0 to 100?
I'm unaware of them.
Unaware of them? Okay. And how about the U.S. Department of Education on a scale from 0 to 100?
50.
50? All right. Thank you. And how about public schools? How would you rate them?
Where I am now, I would say 80.
All right. Thank you. And how about Joe Biden on a scale from 0 to 100?
2.
All right. Thank you. How about public school teachers on a scale from 0 to 100?
80.
All right. Thank you.
Because I live in South Dakota.
Oh, all right. Thank you, ma'am. And how about Donald Trump on a scale from 0 to 100? How would you rate him?
90.
All right. Thank you. And how about woke culture or wokeism on a scale from 0 to 100?
0.
All right. Thank you. And the National Education Association or NEA, how would you rate them?
I don't have any feelings either way. I'm not sure exactly who they are.
Okay. No worries. Thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools or charter schools?
I don't want to answer. I don't really know any charter schools around here.
Okay, no worries. Next question. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepared them very well, 5 means public schools prepared them somewhat, and a 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Develop critical thinking skills. On a scale from 0 to 10, how well do they prepare?
6.
Okay, thank you. And how about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market? On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you?
7.
A 7. All right. And how about be ready for higher education like college? On a scale from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. And how about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math? On a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. Thank you. And how about develop social skills? On a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, thank you. And how about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Okay.
How would you rate them? Okay, thank you.
Good.
All right. And would you say that your state spends not enough or too much or just about the right amount on public schools education?
I think not enough.
All right, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've read about it a lot.
Okay. Thank you. And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you agree or disagree?
I'm trying to, the wording of the question. I am not for critical race theory education at all. I support them, but, and I don't think they're political.
You don't think that they're political? Okay, so you would, I'm gonna read the question again. You want me to?
I just don't like CRT, but I don't think it's political. Like, it's not because of a political thing. It's just.
Okay. So would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree that it's not about politics?
It's not about politics. I strongly agree.
I'm sorry?
I strongly agree. It's not politics.
It's not about politics? Okay. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I mean, I've read about it. It doesn't exist as much in my school. I actually moved from New York because I, you know, I'm conservative. I couldn't stand the schools in New York, but mm-hmm. here in South Dakota, I don't have any problems.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So that, I don't know, it's like a tough question. I don't know if you mean in general or in my specific area.
No, that would be in general.
Okay.
Have you seen, read about it, seen, heard about it a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot, yes.
All right, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I agree, yes. I think it both sides should be discussed, yes.
Okay. Now, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And how about public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay. And how about teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children? Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you. And the next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And how about removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support when kids don't. Yeah.
All right. And how about adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools? Do you strongly support, somewhat support?
I strongly support. Strongly support.
Thank you. And how about increasing teacher pay? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support. I mean, that's kind of tough. I know teachers in New York make like $120,000 and teachers here make $40,000. I think really need to make more here.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And the last one on this, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I support that. I just hope there isn't an angle there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but do you somewhat support it or just strongly support it?
Somewhat support, I would say, yes, because I
okay.
feel like I...
Understood. And let's see here. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Yes, yeah, support.
Okay. Would you, do you strongly support or somewhat support it?
Strongly support.
All right, thank you. And next I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that you find that it's somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you? It's your opinion.
If that's what they really meant, I support that. Somewhat
so
support, because I...
Oh, the scale is from 0 to 10 on a convincing level?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Eight, I just don't believe. Okay, yeah, 8.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And the next one. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10. I agree, absolutely.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
1.
One? All right. Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Once again, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay.
I don't want white kids to be told it's their fault. I mean, I think it's taken too far, but that statement is true.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And how about the last one? Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And just switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Three years of college.
Okay. So would that be college graduate or some college?
Some college.
All right. All right, thank you. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, or unemployed, or student, or homemaker?
Homemaker.
All right, thank you. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
All right, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool, or other?
Public school.
All right, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
I'm sorry?
Very conservative.
Very conservative? All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Every week.
All right, thank you. For each of the following description I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you, someone in your household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
All right, thank you. And how about as an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does it apply to you, someone in your household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
All right, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
It's suburban.
Suburban. All right, thank you. All right, so this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important, okay? So thank you so much for participating. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.